It's been almost a year since the presidential election, and it's not been pretty on the political front these days in the United States. This is Lisa Berry, and Coming to Town is an outspoken advocate for harmony and meaningful change in government and politics. You've seen him as a political commentator on CNN. He's a former advisor to President Obama, attorney, and author of several books, including his latest, Beyond the Messy Truth, How We Came Apart and How We Come Together. Welcome, Van Jones.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You'll be speaking Tuesday, October 17th in the Michigan Union on the University of Michigan campus, presented by Nicholas Books. And I'm thinking, to get beyond the messy truth, let's first start talking about, what do you mean you mentioned the messy truth?
The messy truth is that both political parties have been messing up so badly for so long that some kind of rebellion was inevitable. I mean, both political parties were supportive of, you know, NAFTA and these bad trade deals. Both political parties supported deregulating the banks. Both political parties supported building prisons everywhere. Both political parties supported getting us in these wars. I could go on and on. So there was an elite bipartisan failure at the top of the party, I mean, at the top of society in both parties. And some kind of correction was inevitable. So you had a rebellion in the Democratic Party against the Clintons in the form of Bernie Sanders. And you had a rebellion inside of the Republican Party, initially against the Bushes, but ultimately electing Donald Trump. And so if we want to not have this happen again, if you don't want to have a president like this, whether it's Republican or Democrat, but this kind of president, more demagogic, more divisive, we got to ask ourselves what really went wrong. And so in the book, I go back, I give a little bit of tough love to both parties and challenge both parties to do better. And then I also have, in the back of the book, last third, a bunch of positive solutions and things we could be working on right now, even, you know, without having to change party. You could be a Republican and work on it, Democrat and work on it, stuff we could get done together on criminal justice, on the opioid epidemic, on better job training for our young people. And that's basically what the book's about.
You recently posted on Facebook, "Join my crusade against crazy." Who or what might you be referring to?
Well, look, I think we got super crazy going on in the White House right now. I mean, the president just came out saying he's going to snatch away licenses for, you know, broadcasters. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you expect from a dictatorship someplace. That's super crazy. But you know what? I think there's a lot of crazy that's spreading around. You know, listen, if you want to do, one definition of crazy is keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. Democrats, liberals, progressives, we've been complaining about Trump for 2 years. Everything he does, every tweet, it's just like a ferret chasing a shiny object. Whatever he does, we just run around yapping and upset and fainting and fanning and retweeting, and it's not changing anything. We're going to have to get back to basics here. We got to keep hanging on to and hugging the folks who are under fire, the Dreamers, LGBTQ, African Americans, Muslims, women, all of our constituents that we're hugging and holding on to. But we also need to have a slightly bigger circle and start hugging and holding on to some of the people who voted for Obama twice and then voted for Trump because they didn't feel that enough change had come to them. And that includes, you know, white guys in the Rust Belt, the industrial part of the country. We can't just sit here and let this man steal our joy, have us upset all the time, and not put in any work to actually, you know, build the ability to get problems solved, to reach out, to de-inflame some of these tensions, and to start fielding candidates that can actually run and win.
I think when I first heard about you, Van Jones, who we're speaking to now on 89.1 WEMU, is the mention of your love army. Tell us about that.
Well, right after the election, I said a hate army, and I don't mean everybody who voted for Trump, but there's definitely a slice of his movement that is hateful, that is divisive, that believes in white supremacy, that flirts with authoritarianism and even Nazism. I said a hate army helped to take over Washington, D.C. We need a love army to take it back. And that quote wound up in Rolling Stone magazine as a big headline, and suddenly we had, you know, tens of thousands of people coming to our website at the Dream Corps wanting to sign up. So we've signed up, I think, 100,000 people or more. And you can go to lovearmy.org if you want to, and join our book club, and start getting serious about making change.
Who can make this change? Is this something that has to come from the White House administration, Congress, or people in general, or all of the above?
Well, right now, it's got to be more bottom up. You know, the people in the White House right now are unfortunately more the source of the problem than the solution. I mean, maybe they'll change tomorrow, but they haven't changed yet. But the power's in the hands of the people. Don't forget all these movements that have come up and made a tremendous difference, whether you're talking about the Tea Party on the right or Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter and the Dreamers on the left, or the Trump movement itself, or the Bernie Sanders movement. You know, change can happen. You know, you can't get into all of it in one interview, but the book is literally full of suggestions, groups you can join, causes you can join, frankly, on the left or the right. You know, we even have some conservative groups that we shout out. We've got a list of books, podcasts, documentaries to watch on both sides, trying to get us in a better position to understand the country so this can never happen again.
You yourself worked with the Obama administration. What do you think about our entire political system? Is it in good shape, bad shape, needed to be scratched, start over?
You got three big problems. You have a too much big money in the system, and the Supreme Court saying that's okay. That needs to be addressed aggressively. Maybe we got to amend the Constitution or do something. But, you know, it should be one person, one vote, not $1, one vote. You've got gerrymandering, where politicians are picking their voters rather than the voters picking the politicians. That has to be fixed. And then we have this toxic media culture, so that no matter who you are or what you've done or how good you've tried to live your life, if you are on the left, the right wing is going to tear you apart. If you're on the right, the left wing is going to tear you apart. And that's the part I'm the most concerned about. So the big part of this book, Beyond the Messy Truth, is, again, how we came apart and also how we come together. And a lot of it has to do with, actually trying to out some empathy, you know, actually trying to listen, not to agree. We don't have to agree. In democracy, you don't have to agree. Dictatorship, you do have to agree. But democracy, you don't. But you should try to understand. You know, you should try to at least hear where the other person's coming from, so we aren't in the situation where we're just in our own little filter bubbles and looking at our own social media feeds and then always shocked and surprised and dismayed when people have ideas so different from our own.
The name of the book is Beyond the Messy Truth, How We Came Apart, How We Come Together. The author, Van Jones, you've seen him on CNN, you've seen him in social media. He'll be speaking Tuesday, October 17th, in the Michigan Union on the University of Michigan campus, presented by Nicholas Books. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.